May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo mi eto Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia tose yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mi Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo eto yi si wa lati ile ise Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jesu Kristi lo gbe to yi kale eni ami oro ranse Olorun alaye ilu maka oni waasu agbaye ni ajinrere alabi job Olorun lo lori eto yi e je ka farabale ka wa nkan fidile kawo boro olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kon gbe kon gbe lati na ogba ajara ti le aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eye di ohun elu alaafia
Season greetings to you in the most wonderful name of Jesus Christ. The messages we are beginning today have to do with our preparation for Easter season. So the topic we are considering today has to do with events that preceded the final crucifixion, which led to the redemption of humanity. If you want a definite and specific topic for today's teaching, it is this: conspiracy of the powerful and divine arrangements. Conspiracy of the powerful and divine arrangement. The passage we are going to read today is in Matthew chapter 26. So please pick your Bibles. If you have not invited people around you, please do so now. Because we believe that the Lord is about to bless them. Matthew chapter 26. We want to read the first five verses. After that, we shall go to the Lord in prayer. Matthew chapter 26, beginning from verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assemble together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. Verse number 4 says, and constituted that they might take Jesus by subtly and kill him. Verse 5 says, but they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, you are seated upon your throne in heaven, and you control the affairs of men. We worship you and
this time.
Àjọsìn fún yín Ọlọ́run ní àkókò yìí.
Because you are worthy to be worshipped.
Nítorí pé ẹyẹ lẹni tí àbájọsìn fún.
We honor you.
A fi ọlá fún yín.
Because you are most honorable.
Nítorí pé ẹyin ni ẹni tó lọ́lá jùlọ.
Father, we say you are good.
Bàbá sọ pé ẹ dára.
And you are good through and through.
Ẹ dára látòkè délẹ̀.
You are our creator.
Ẹyin ni ẹlẹ́dà wa.
You are our redeemer.
Ẹyin ni olùrapadà
wa. You are the one sustaining us.
Ẹyin náà lẹ sì tún gbé wa rọ.
Blessed be thy name, O Lord.
Ìbùkún ni fún orúkọ yín Ọlọ́run
wa. Father, we thank you for this hour.
Bàbá adúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín fún àkókò yìí.
As your people prepare for Easter season.
Bí àwọn ènìyàn yín ṣe ń palẹ̀ mọ́ fún àkókò ti àjíǹde.
We pray, Lord, that you will teach them.
A gbàdúrà pé kí ẹ kọ́ wọn.
From above.
Láti òkè wá.
So that the lessons of Easter.
Kí àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ ti àkókò àjíǹde wọ̀nyí.
Might be learned by our hearers.
Kí àwọn olùgbọ́ wa lè kọ́.
That the blessings of Easter.
Kí ìbùkún ti àjíǹde pẹ̀lú.
Might be their portion.
Kó sì lè wá jẹ́ ìpín wọn.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Bàbá wa ọ̀run ẹ ṣe.
Glory be to your name.
Ògo ni fún orúkọ yín.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ní orúkọ ti Jésù Kristì tó tóbi ni a gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Amen.
Conspiracy of the powerful ones.
Ìdìtẹ́ àwọn alágbára.
And divine arrangement.
Àti ètò Ọlọ́run.
That is the topic we are considering
today.
Èyí ni
orí ọ̀rọ̀ tí à ń gbéyàwó lónìí.
One of the events.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀.
That took place.
Èyí tó ṣẹlẹ̀.
Before the final arrest.
Kó tó di pé a mú Jésù Kristì.
The kangaroo judgment.
Àwọn ilé ẹjọ́ ìtọ́já pé kò lẹ́sẹ̀ ńlẹ̀.
And the crucifixion of Jesus.
Àti ìkànmọ́ àgbélébu Jésù Kristì.
Which eventually led to the redemption of humanity.
Èyí tó wá yọrí sí ìràpadà gbogbo ènìyàn.
Was the meeting of the powerful people.
Ó ní ìpàdé pọ̀ àwọn alágbára.
Who conspired against Jesus.
Àwọn tí wọ́n dìtẹ̀ sí Jésù Kristì.
In order to kill him.
Lọ́nà láti pa.
But as we study the Bible,
wọ́n bí a ṣe ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ nínú Bíbélì.
We discover that as powerful as they were.
A ṣe àwárí pé bí wọ́n ṣe ní agbára tó ni.
They had their fears.
Síbẹ̀ wọ́n ní ẹ̀rù tiwọn.
They had their fears.
Wọ́n ní ẹ̀rù tiwọn.
What was the reason for their fears?
Kí ni ìdí fún ẹ̀rù wọn?
We will find answer to this question.
A ó wá ìdáhùn sí àwọn ìbéèrè yìí.
But let us say we are doing three things.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ jẹ́ ká sọ pé à ń ṣe àwọn nǹkan mẹ́ta.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
We want to make some observations.
A fẹ́ ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò.
Number two.
Ekeji.
And you remember that when we make observation.
Ẹran ti pe nigba ti a ba nse awon agbeyewo yi.
We are making observations for the purpose of revelation.
A nse awon agbeyewo ki ifihan ko le ba
ati jade. So we will make some observations.
Nitori na o si awon agbeyewo.
Number two.
Ekeji.
We will try to identify these powerful ones.
A o da awon alagbara wonyi mo.
And we will finally consider the people who happen to be the reason for their fear.
A ó sì wá ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò ní ìparí ìdí àti àwọn ènìyàn tí ó mú ẹ̀rù wọn wá.
And as we conclude.
Bí a ṣe wá mú wá sí ìdánudúró.
We will be able to see the arrangement of God.
A ó lè wá ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò àwọn ètò tí Ọlọ́run ṣe.
In relation to their conspiracy.
Nípa ìdìtẹ̀ wọn yìí.
We begin with observation.
À ń bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú àgbéyẹ̀wò.
Observation.
Àgbéyẹ̀wò.
Our observation has to do.
Àwọn àgbéyẹ̀wò wá ní ṣe.
With the timing of the meeting of the powerful one.
Nípa àkókò tí àwọn alágbára wọ̀nyí ṣe ìpàdé pọ̀.
In Matthew chapter 26.
Nínú Matthew orí ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Jesus said in verse number 2.
Jésù wí ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of Passover.
Ẹ̀yin mọ̀ pé lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ méjì ni àjọ ìrékọjá.
Meaning that.
Ètò túmọ̀ sí pé.
At this particular time.
Ní àkókò yìí gan.
The Passover.
Ìrékọjá.
Remained 2 days.
Ó ku ọjọ́ méjì.
If Jesus was crucified on Friday.
Tí a bá kan Jésù ní ọjọ́ Jímọ̀.
The day of this meeting was on Wednesday.
Ọjọ́ tí a ń ṣe ìpàdé pọ̀ yìí jẹ́ ọjọ́ àlàáfíà.
Meaning that 2 days after Wednesday.
Èyí tó túmọ̀ sí wípé ọjọ́ méjì lẹ́yìn ọjọ́
àlàáfíà yìí. Was going to be the Passover.
Yóò wá jẹ́ ọjọ́ àjọ ìrékọjá.
And Jesus Christ said.
Jésù Kristì sì wí pé.
This was when he was going to be handed over to the powerful people for crucifixion.
Èyí ni àkókò tí Jésù sọ pé a ó fi òun lé àwọn alágbára wọ̀nyí lọ́wọ́ fún ìkànmọ́ àgbélébu.
In Luke chapter 22.
Nínú ìwé Luke orí ìkejìlélọ́gbọ̀n.
We see the meeting of these powerful people.
A rí ìpàdé àwọn alágbára wọ̀nyí.
Not that in Matthew 26.
Ẹ rí pé ní Matthew orí ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
It was the testimony of Jesus.
Ó jẹ́ ẹ̀rí Jésù Kristì.
But in Luke chapter 22.
Nínú ìwé Luke orí ìkejìlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní àti ìkejì.
We see the very meeting of this powerful.
A rí ìpàdé tí àwọn alágbára ńlá wọ̀nyí ṣe
papọ̀. So open your Bible.
Orí náà ẹ jẹ́ ká sí Bíbélì wa.
To Luke chapter 22.
Sínú ìwé Luke orí ìkejìlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní àti ìkejì.
It reads.
Ó kà báyìí.
Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near when which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him. For they feared the people. Remember we said, although these people were powerful, but they had their fears. This is why we must identify those who happen to be the reason for the fear of the powerful one. But note that in their meeting, they knew that the Passover remained 2 days. In other words, it agreed with what Jesus Christ said in Matthew. That 2 days from today, the Son of Man will be handed over to the enemies. And he will be crucified. 2 days. 2 days. Now the observation is this. Why did they have to fix the meeting for 2 days before Passover? Why? The Bible has the answer. The Bible says they did not want to take Jesus Christ openly. Why? Because they were afraid of the people. They were afraid of the people. Dear listener, are you planning a meeting of conspiracy against the masses? The masses. Now, this is the reason they were afraid. They were afraid of the masses. We shall come back to that. And so they held a meeting 2 days. Because if they had to wait on the until the day of the feast, the place will be crowded. And people who they were afraid of will be around. In the Bible passage that we have read, the Bible said they were afraid that people could stage riot for the sake of Jesus Christ. They could cause riot. There could be serious revolution because of the arrest of Jesus. Oh, dear listener, that should speak volume to you about the man Jesus. From the time he began his ministry, the Bible says his fame went abroad. In other words, if we had to make sense, definitely at that time, Jesus will have the majority behind him. And this is what is happening today. Thank God for all forms of religion. But if we have to be honest, if we have to be sincere, the majority is behind Jesus. The majority is for Jesus Christ. Like it was then, so it is now. Dear listener, are you one of the followers of Jesus? If you are not yet, I have good news for you. You can come to him today. Remember, the majority will always carry the vote. Jesus is already having the majority. And I can assure you, he had the majority then. He has majority now. And he will continue to have majority. Why do you want to go for the losers? Come for the winner. Jesus Christ is the winner. Come to him today. I will teach you how to come to him. So the timing
akoko
was to avoid
oni lati yera
riot
fun awon irukerudo
that could be staged
eti ba waye
because of Jesus Christ
nitori ti Jesu Christ yi.
Now who are these powerful men?
Nisin awon wo ni an pe ni awon alagbara yi.
What other things can we say about this powerful?
Kini awon kan ta le so nipa awon alagbara eyan won yi?
In Psalm number 2
ninu we orin Dafidi ori ikeji.
In Psalm number 2
ninu we orin Dafidi ori ikeji.
If you have your Bible,
ti e ba ni bibeli yin,
please open it to Psalm 2 and listen to what verses 1 and 2 has to say. For your understanding, David the psalmist lived about 1,000 years before Jesus. And he already made prophecy about these powerful people. He made prophecy about these powerful people. There are some revelations I want you to learn from this prophecy. But let's take the prophecy of David. About 1,000 years before Jesus was born. In Psalm number 2, verse number 1 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed. Saying, dear listener, 1,000 years before the arrival of Jesus, David saw it. He saw the caliber of people who will be involved in the conspiracy. And he called them, in verse 2, the kings of the earth, rulers, who will take counsel together. This prophecy became fulfilled in Luke chapter number 2, number 22, where we read the other time. Dear listener, take this revelation if you can. This is a warning to the powerful. There's nothing wrong in being powerful. But when you are beginning to become powerful, you need to watch it. You need to be very, very careful so you don't key into negative prophecy. Listen to what I have said. So you do not put yourself in negative prophecy. We are coming back to identify specifically these powerful ones. But these were the people who keyed into negative prophecy. How do we say they keyed into it? One thing about prophecy is this. When a prophecy is given, especially a general prophecy, the name of the person that will fix into that prophecy may not be mentioned. But somebody may become so unfortunate to the point that he will key himself into that prophecy. For example, somebody must betray Jesus. But the name of Judas was not mentioned. He keyed himself into that negative prophecy. Dear listener, are you one of the powerful ones in this country? Or are you aspiring to become powerful? Take this warning. Be careful so you do not allow your power, your influence, your money to make you key into negative prophecy, especially concerning this nation. Who are these powerful people who key themselves into this negative
prophecy.
Àwọn tí
wọ́n fi ara wọn sí àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ búburú.
Let's go back.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká padà lọ.
To Matthew chapter 26.
Sínú ìwé Matthew orí ìkẹrìndínlógún ọgbọ̀n yìí.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
In verse 2.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Ye know that after 2 days.
Ẹ̀yin mọ̀ pé lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ méjì.
The feast of Passover.
Ní àjọ ìrékọjá.
The Son of Man will be betrayed and be crucified.
A ó sì fi ọmọ ènìyàn léni lọ́wọ́ láti
kàn máa gbé. The Bible then said.
Bíbélì wá sọ pé.
In verse 3.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta.
Then assemble together.
Nígbà náà lé àwọn olórí àlùfáà.
The chief priests.
Àwọn olórí àlùfáà.
And the scribes.
Àti àwọn akọ̀wé.
And elders of the people.
Àti àwọn àgbà àwọn ènìyàn péjọ.
Into the palace of the high priest.
Ní ààfin olórí àlùfáà.
These were the powerful ones.
Àwọn alágbára náà ni wọ̀nyí.
Who keyed themselves into negative prophecy.
Àwọn tí wọ́n fi ara wọn sí àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ búburú.
Dear listener.
Ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa.
I want you to listen very well.
Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ farabalẹ̀ dáadáa.
God does not destine for you to be unfortunate in life.
Ọlọ́run ò ní ìpinnu fún ọ wípé kó o ṣe aláìsoríire ní ayé.
It is not part of your destiny to be an instrument of evil.
Kì í ṣe ìpín rẹ pé kó o jẹ́ ọ̀kan lára àwọn ohun èlò ibi.
But perhaps you are not careful.
Bóyá nítorí pé àìkíyèsí ara rẹ.
You are not watchful.
O mọ ṣàkíyèsí ara rẹ.
This is why you key yourself into evil.
Ìdí ni tó fi ń fi ara rẹ sí ohun búburú.
It is my prayer that this Easter season.
Àdúrà mi ni pé ní àkókò ti àjíǹde ọdún
yìí. You will pay attention to the voice of God.
O lè fiyèsí ohun Ọlọ́run.
So that you can turn again.
Kí o lè bá wa yí padà.
And repent.
Kó o sì ronú pìwàdà.
So it might be well with you.
Kó lè bá dára fún ọ.
Who are these powerful people?
Àwọn wo ni alágbára wọ̀nyí?
The priests.
Àwọn olórí àlùfáà.
The scribes.
Àwọn akọ̀wé.
Elders of the people.
Àwọn olórí àwọn àgbà àwọn ènìyàn.
And most importantly.
Pàápàá jùlọ tó ṣe pàtàkì.
The high priest.
Àwọn olórí àlùfáà.
They became unfortunate because they keyed into a prophecy that was given 1,000 years even before the arrival of Jesus.
Nítorí wípé wọ́n fi ara wọn sí àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ búburú ní nǹkan ẹgbẹ̀rún ọdún sẹ́yìn kó tó di pé Jésù Kristì Olúwa dé.
But as powerful as they were,
ṣùgbọ́n bí wọ́n ṣe ní agbára tó náà,
they were still afraid.
Ẹ̀rù sì ń bà wọ́n.
Why were they afraid?
Kí ló dé tí wọ́n ń bẹ̀rù?
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
They were afraid.
Wọ́n ń bẹ̀rù.
So that the people.
Pé kí àwọn ènìyàn.
Might not cause riot.
Kí wọ́n má bàa wá dá ìrúkèrúdò sílẹ̀.
Who are these people?
Àwọn wo ni àwọn èèyàn wọ̀nyí?
Dear listener.
Ẹ̀yin olùgbọ́ wa.
These were the friends of Jesus.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí ni ọ̀rẹ́ ti Jésù Kristì.
These were the friends of Jesus.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí ni ọ̀rẹ́ Jésù Kristì.
According to scholars.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn onímọ̀.
The people that followed Jesus the most.
Àwọn tí wọ́n tẹ̀lé Jésù Kristì jùlọ.
Were called in Greek language the hoi polloi.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí ni à ń pè ní èdè Greek.
Hoi polloi.
Ní èdè tí wọ́n sọ yìí.
The word hoi polloi.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí à ń pè ní ohun tí wọ́n wí ní èdè
Greek. Simply means the masses.
Ó wá túmọ̀ sí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn.
You powerful one.
Ẹ̀yin alágbára.
To avoid uproar.
Kẹ́ ẹ lè bá yẹra fún ìrúkèrúdò.
To avoid serious happening in the nation.
Kẹ́ ẹ lè bá yẹra fún àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ búburú ní orílẹ̀-èdè
yìí. You have to watch it.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ ṣàkíyèsí.
That although you have influence.
Lóòótọ́ ẹ ní agbára.
You have money.
Ẹ sì ní owó.
You have power.
Ẹ sì ní agbára.
But history has proved it that.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìtàn ti fi hàn wá dáńgbá.
In all society.
Ní gbogbo àwọn àpéjọpọ̀.
The most powerful people.
Àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ alágbára jùlọ.
Are the common people.
Àwọn náà ni àwọn ènìyàn.
In fact, these Pharisees recognize the power of the common people.
Àwọn farisi wọ̀nyí wọ́n ṣe àkíyèsí àpọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn
ènìyàn
wọ̀nyí.
This is a warning to our politicians.
Ìkìlọ̀ ńlá ni fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin olóṣèlú wa.
If we fail to change.
Tí ẹ bá kùnà láti yí padà.
If we fail to rule this country as God wants us to rule this country.
Tí ẹ bá kùnà láti darí orílẹ̀-èdè bí Ọlọ́run ṣe ń fẹ́.
This might motivate something that may become unpalatable.
Èyí yóò sì wá yọrí sí àwọn tí kò ṣe fi ara mọ́.
In John.
Nínú ìwé Johannu.
Chapter number 7.
Orí ìkeje.
This was the time they would have arrested Jesus.
Àkókò yìí gan ni wọn ò bá mú Jésù Kristì.
But when they failed to arrest him.
Mo nígbà tí wọ́n kùnà.
Listen to the comment of the powerful.
Ẹgbọ́n tí àwọn alágbára wọ̀nyí sọ.
To the police who failed to arrest Jesus.
Sí àwọn tí àwọn olórí ẹ̀sọ́ tí a rán pé kí wọ́n mú
Jésù. In verse 48.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlógún.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him?
Ó ha sí ẹnìkan nínú àwọn ìjòyè tàbí àwọn farisi tí ó gbà á gbọ́.
But the people who knoweth not the law are caused. In other words, they believe that Jesus was the friend of masses. And they recognize the power of the masses. In most countries where there were revolutions, revolutions were caused by the masses. The common people. The people that people would not think about. So this Easter season, warning to our rulers, remember the power of the hoi polloi. Remember the power of the masses. And think about how you use your influence. As we round off this message, let us see the divine arrangement in connection with the meeting of the powerful one. The meeting held at the time that God himself already designed. It was during the Feast of Passover. The origin of Passover dated back to Exodus. It was the foundation of the deliverance of the people of God. Jesus Christ became the lamb that must be slain, whose blood will deliver people from bondage. For the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass them over. Dear listener, Jesus was truly arrested during the Passover. He was crucified during the Passover. He died. He was buried, but he rose again. He's alive today. That is divine arrangement. Come to him today, and you shall be delivered. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you because they are blessed already. Father, save as many as will come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Meet us again next week, same time, same station. Shalom.
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job. And the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gift now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Pakpa Alakpo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copia_ics@yahoo.com.
Latin kan bi ogbon iseju seyin le tin ja ladu eto tin fese ni le ona ijobo run to nwa latenu eni ami oro olorun alaye ajinrere agbaye ni eni owa Alabi Job Faith Partners Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated lo so ni gbowo eto yi fun gbeleke ogbo olorun iwo na le je alabapin ati oluranlowo lati se onigbowo eto na nipa fifi ebun ife ti yin ranse si Christ Headquarters Complex Papa Alapo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, Apoti Fiwiranse, P.O. Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copia_ics@yahoo.com. Eto pa de wa lori eto yi lojo mejo ni dede asiko yi kan na. Alafi Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin.